Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about sales, play some music from a new movie, and report about a famous American whose life is celebrated about this time every year.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Monday, January 15th, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States. It celebrates the life and work of the great American civil rights leader. Faith Lapidus has more.
Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15th, 1929, in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. His father was a minister of a Christian Baptist church. At that time, laws in the American South kept black people separate from white people. The laws forced African Americans to attend separate schools and live in separate areas of cities. They did not have the same civil rights as white people. Martin Luther King Jr. attended Morehouse College in Atlanta. There, he studied the ideas of India's spiritual leader, Mahatma Gandhi. He also studied American philosopher Henry David Thoreau. Both Gandhi and Thoreau wrote about ways to fight injustice. They urged people to disobey unjust laws, but not to use violence. Martin Luther King Jr. wanted to spread these ideas about peaceful protest. He became a Baptist minister like his father. He and his wife Coretta moved to Montgomery, Alabama. One day in 1955, a black woman got on a city bus in Montgomery. Rosa Parks sat in a seat saved for white people. She refused to move and was arrested. Reverend King organized a peaceful protest against the city bus system. The protest succeeded. The United States Supreme Court later ruled that racial separation on the bus system was illegal. Martin Luther King Jr. became well known. Groups formed to protest racial separation. He became the leader of the struggle. Reverend King led many peaceful demonstrations. These included the 1963 March on Washington, D.C. He gave his famous "I Have a Dream" speech to 200,000 people. Reverend King received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was shot and killed 4 years later while visiting Memphis, Tennessee. Each year, Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and work on the Monday closest to his birthday. Schools and government offices are closed. Cities and towns hold special ceremonies to honor him.
Love for sale.
Our listener question this week comes from China. George wants to know about an event called a sale in the United States. When a store sells goods or services at a cost lower than usual, it is called a sale. Sales last for a limited time. Then the cost is returned to its usual amount. There are many kinds of sales. For example, a back-to-school sale is held near the beginning of the school year. Parents can save money on clothes and school supplies for their children. A Midnight Madness event starts very late at night. An Early Bird Special sale starts very early in the morning, usually before the sun rises. This kind of sale is popular the day after Thanksgiving in November. A favorite sale among many people is the Buy One, Get One Free sale. You buy one thing and get a second one without cost. When people see the word free in an advertisement, they know they are getting a good deal. Another kind of sale is a going out of business sale. This is when a store owner tries to sell all the goods in the store before closing the business permanently. Let us say the store sells floor coverings. The owner lowers the prices and puts up a sign that says, "Going out of business sale. All items must be sold by tomorrow." People who buy the floor coverings think they are getting a special deal because everything must be sold in a short period of time. Then, days later, they see that the store did not close permanently, and they see the same sign that claims the store is going out of business. Some business owners really do not end the business. They just want to earn more money. People also hold their own sales. They hold garage sales and yard sales outside their home. They sell things they no longer want. Groups such as religious centers or schools hold bake sales. They sell cakes, cookies, and other baked goods to raise money. In America, you can always find a good sale, no matter the day or time of year. There is the Independence Day sale, Veterans Day sale, clearance sale, sidewalk sale, red tag sale, white sale. A new movie musical called Dreamgirls was released late last month. Barbara Klein tells us about it and plays some music from the movie.
The movie Dreamgirls is a version of a hit Broadway musical play that opened in 1981. It tells the story of a group of three black female singers called The Dreams, who became famous in the 1960s. The story is based on the real group called The Supremes. The movie stars the famous singer Beyoncé Knowles as Dina. It also stars Jennifer Hudson as Effie. Hudson was a finalist on the television hit show American Idol a few years ago, but did not win that singing contest. Critics have praised Hudson's acting and singing in the movie. Dreamgirls takes place in Detroit, Michigan, in the early 1960s. Dina, Effie, and the third member of their group, Laurel, perform in a local singing contest. They do not win the competition, but a car salesman named Curtis Taylor thinks they can become famous. Taylor becomes their manager and producer. He also starts a relationship with Effie, who loves him. the group gets its first big chance as backup singers for James Thunder Early, a soul singer played by Eddie Murphy. Here he sings Fake Your Way to the Top.
I know what's happening.
Curtis Taylor wants to make the Dreams popular with white people as well as African Americans. He replaces Effie with the more beautiful Dina as the lead singer. Effie is later forced out of the group, but she does not go quietly. Here, Jennifer Hudson performs the most famous song in the movie, "And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going."
And I am telling you I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. I'm staying. And you, you're gonna love me. Oh, you're gonna love me.
The Dreams become famous. Dina becomes the most famous of all. She decides to break away from Taylor's influence over her. At the end of the movie, Beyoncé Knowles, as Dina, sings about her new freedom in this song called Listen.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by LaJuan Davis, Shelley Gullist, and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was the producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Oh, I'm free now, and my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside or pushed into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.